This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Here we go.
Got him swinging! A roar from Bautista! He unleashes high heat, and the Orioles take down the Yankees.
Such a tough lineup to get through two-plus times because of their elite ability to not chase pitches, and just really impressed. You know, the ability to move the ball around the strike zone and change speeds, it's kind of a lost art in today's game a little bit.
Big win for the boys, and, you know, we've been grinding. So we get that hit there, get some momentum, put us up like that. A lot of emotion, and obviously very happy with how it turned out today.
We play the Yankees. Judge is going to hit in the ninth. You feel like every single time. What a two really good splits to Judge there at the end, and he goes 3-0 to Bellinger, and be able to come back and do what he did. It's he's getting a little bit better every time out.
Brandon Hyde talking about the mountain. Looking very mountain-like in the top of the ninth inning against the New York Yankees. Oriole Park Camden Yards started that three-game series as the Orioles, who had lost 6 of 7, 3 in a row, come through with a win. They weren't all that great with runners in scoring position. We'll get to that. I mean, second and third, nobody out in the first inning. Couldn't score. But Ryan O'Hearn goes yard, 3-run jack. Gives the Orioles the 4-zip lead because Laureano, say what you will about the Orioles' lack of exit velo and all of this and slugging percentages and on-base percentages and OPS that I've been lamenting. His is pretty strong in the slugging percentage category. I don't have a ton of hits, but most of them are the double home run variety. And we saw two doubles last night. All right, Grisham may have misplayed the ball, but it had so much exit velo, Nolan, that it had him all discombobulated in center field. Tomo Sugano was outstanding. Pitched himself out of a bunch of jams. Got Aaron Judge chasing, as did the Mountain in the ninth inning. Struck out Dominguez, Mountain did to end the game. But Sugano now putting together, stringing together quality outings. And I know he didn't go 6 innings. He did qualify for the win because you need to go 5 to do that. And I've said this for a bazillion years. 6 innings, 3 runs, 5-plus, 0 ones. Runs. Which one's more quality to you? And I'm going to go with what Sugano did last night against New York. 8 strikeouts, and he's not necessarily a strikeout pitcher. Doesn't really walk many. And again, he got himself out of some issues, but I thought he was outstanding. All right, Soto a little shaky. Arias with the throw up the right field line. Okay, it's a Gold Glover. You give him a pass, which led to an unearned run for Cano. But then the Mountain comes in and slams the door right in their faces. What does this mean in the big picture? We don't know. Still struggle with runners in scoring position. But they got a big hit. Homer, that was the only hit with runners in scoring position, the 3-run homer from Ryan O'Hearn. So they win the game. And they've kind of handled the Yankees going back to mid-22, still chasing in the standings. But it's only one game, and we're not sitting here talking about them getting shut out or striking out 15 times and walking 2 or committing all bunch of errors. Just all this malaise that has crept throughout the team. And they're still banged up. 2 more injuries added to the equation, which we'll talk about later. But, hey, first-place team coming in kind of hot, and the Orioles coming home cold, and they win.
I think that's about as good as you could possibly feel for a non-clenching regular season game. You're absolutely right. We can't draw any long-term conclusions after one game because, to be fair, The wins have been few and far between, but they have had solid wins under their belt, some close wins at that. So this one last night, just with everything that was going on, you're playing poorly. Two more guys hit the IL like right before first pitch. I mean, literally.
Which, by
right
the way,
before.
I was at Hyde's press conference yesterday before the game.
Not
Westberg,
a peep.
Westberg's day-to-day.
Mm-hmm.
Kittredge is throwing sides. There's bullpens and all of this good stuff. Kowser's not close. That's why they moved him to the 60-day IL to make some room. Same with Grayson Rodriguez. So everything was kind of positive. Of course, Gibson, that was the first thing he said, was going to start tonight against New York. Said nothing about Sanchez. Said Adley was banged up, but he was in the starting lineup last night. Westberg was a little sore, but day-to-day, and it was almost literally as we were getting off the air, BBT, last night, that this flurry of activity hit. So, yeah, back to the point, injuries are still a very real part of the equation for him.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I just thought last night they got all the breaks. And nobody, people are sick of hearing about expected batting average and hard hit rate, but at a certain point, it was getting a little ridiculous with some of the outs that these guys were hitting themselves into. I mean, just rockets off the bat that found a glove, you know, the insane catch that Ellie De La Cruz made in that Red Series. I can think of that one comes to the top of my mind. But last night, everything seemed to go their way from the misplay. You know, their opponent made a misplay for the first time. I feel like it's always the Orioles making the mistakes that lead to runs for the other team. Last night, they took advantage of some mistakes. It just, from start to finish, complete team effort. And even though it was close late, a little dicey, watching Bautista in the ninth, there wasn't really a second where I was worried. He looked like his usual composed self.
Yeah, the cutter might not have been coming in at 97, 98 like it was 2 years ago, but still low to mid-90s and dominated Aaron Judge. Dominguez was overmatched. So you take your win, you celebrate the win until today.